This is Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. It's November 12th, 2021. I'm your host, Bruce Krentz. I'm going to do something a little different today and actually get my butt out of the office. I'm going to meet with people in real life. But first, a call to the boss, CEO Helga Bryant. What's new with you?
Hi, good morning, Bruce. It's great to hear from you again. Isn't this weather just something else? It's just wonderful.
We had fall. We never have fall in Manitoba.
Yeah, we actually had one this year, yes.
This has been amazing.
You know, we're heading into Remembrance Day, where we, you know, take an intentional day to remember the efforts that Canadian soldiers made on our behalf as Canadians, all Canadians, for freedoms and the lives that were lost and the huge sacrifices that were made. It's always a day that is, you know, very special to me, given my parents' history and how they arrived in Canada. So it's a really special day, I think, for all of us. And not only, I mean, primarily to remember the lost lives, but also, you know, we've had over the past year so many learnings of children that died in residential schools. You know, it's a day, again, to remember those lost lives. Even when we think about the learnings gained from the COVID journey, 2 years ago, wasn't even in our frame of reference. So now we're getting very close to being able to vaccinate kids. You know, that's going to start very soon for those kids that are under 12. This is just great that we're going to be able to protect more and more of our population. And Bruce, I have to just give a reminder as well that the third dose is available for healthcare workers. So just a reminder to get that. You can go to a clinic or talk to your manager, and occupational health is around as well to give vaccines. So stay tuned for that. And of course, our vulnerable elderly in PCHs are also getting their third dose. So just one more thing that I'll maybe just mention. The Residential Support Worker Program, in partnership with UCN and even some funding from the Northern Manitoba Sector Council, was established. And we did a pilot in the PAW, and I think you're going to be talking to some of those folks. And we have a huge shortage in healthcare aides. You know, it's always the nursing shortage that kind of hits the news, but we have almost an equal number of vacancies in healthcare aides. They are vital to the care that is provided in our sites and even in our home care programs. So it's really important that we have a really solid, caring, committed workforce. And this program allowed people to begin their journey as a healthcare provider. We are really excited about this partnership and about yet another vehicle of getting healthcare providers into the system.
COVID really shone a spotlight on some of those positions in our organization and in many others, the support workers that really, we couldn't make it without them. And so for us to do this innovative project, it sounds really exciting. And I'm looking forward to sitting down with them in person, not even a phone call, Helga.
Oh, wonderful.
People in real life.
People in real life sitting across from each other, looking in. That's wonderful.
Helga mentioned the Resident Support Worker Program, and nobody knows more about that than Marianne Durkach, the manager at St. Paul's Residence. I overheard that some of the staff from there are meeting down in the conference room. I think I'll stroll down and see if they've got a little bit of time for a socially distanced visit. Hey, Marianne, it's so great to see you today. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you tell me what your position is?
My position is nurse manager of St. Paul's Residence.
That sounds good. What does that mean?
Just kind of, you know, a little bit of everything. So I'm overall responsible for the day-to-day operations of our care home, staff supervision, how the building is functioning, overseeing resident concerns and complaints, family concerns and complaints, just pretty much a little bit of everything.
Wow. If it happens there, you've got your finger in that pie?
I sure do.
The resident support worker
Enhanced orientation.
Yes.
I had to read that off a piece of paper. What is that?
That is a program that we run in-house to facilitate having people who have maybe never worked in healthcare but always thought that they wanted to be able to do some in-house training to be able to work as a support worker, which is very similar to a healthcare aide. However, you don't actually earn a certification from our program, but you do get to be paid while you're learning. And you get to have a position, either casual or a permanent position, at the end of the orientation.
And it's sort of a foot in the door with the RHA if you've got bigger plans, perhaps.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the positions in your facility. Who else is in a long-term care facility? What are the other roles that are happening around you that you've got to keep everybody moving in the right direction?
So there's nursing staff, RPNs, RNs, LPNs. There's physicians that we work with. There's dietary aid and support services, housekeeping, recreation staff. It's a pretty busy place. COVID has made it a little bit challenging over this last 18 months or so. You normally like to have a lot more visitors and families in the building, but we are getting some visitors, so that's good. But we still don't have just quite the open door, anybody come and go policy yet.
No part-time piano players. For a while, I went in once a week and played piano at the Northern Spirit Manor in Thompson.
Wonderful. We actually have a resident right now who plays piano for us, a couple of them.
I'm sure that resident is better at playing than me, but nobody complained. So I don't know. How did you end up sort of as the manager at the facility? So was that your first position with the RHA?
Well, when I was 12.
Whoa.
I started as a candy striper in Old St. Paul's.
Cool.
Yes.
Do we still have candy stripers? Is that even a thing?
We don't have candy stripers anymore. It's not a thing. Although I think we should bring them back because I'm now the manager. So I started as a candy striper. Did that for grade 6. It was wonderful. Thought it was really great. I volunteered and I handed out water and did visiting. And there was 4 stories. So we had to bring residents down to the main level for mealtime. So that was a big chunk of what I did while I spent my time there. I eventually went back to school to become a registered nurse and in 2004 started working at St. Paul's as a healthcare aide.
Oh, wow.
So I did that for 2 years while I completed my degree. And then when I did complete my degree in 2006, I actually worked on the medical unit for about 5 years and then eventually transitioned over to St. Paul's as the educator. And then after about 3 weeks, the director at the time thought I should become the manager. I thought she was a little bit crazy and said there's no way I can be the manager. But fast forward 9 years and I've been the manager since then. I learn something new every day and I have never had a bored day in long-term care ever. I encourage lots of people, if you have the opportunity, come and work in long-term care. It's fantastic.
What's your very favorite part of your job?
Oh, people. I love people. I love talking to residents. I love talking with staff, families, everybody. I love people.
Wowee. That was a quick answer.
Yes.
You didn't have to think about that at all. And what do you do when you're not at the care home? It sounds like you'd happily be there 24 hours a day, but I'm sure they make you go home once in a while.
They do once in a while. Well, I used to have 3 children who lived at home, and I no longer have any children living at home. So I do a lot of cleaning just because I like a very, very clean home. And I do a lot of baking and cooking just to pass time and to de-stress. And yeah.
I'm a recent empty nester. Do you like it better or worse?
You know what? I had a really hard time. The first 2 that left hard, but by the time the 3rd was leaving, I was pretty happy. It's been 1 whole year this October, and it's been wonderful.
I'm with you. I love my children to death, and my son came back for COVID for a year, and that was great to have him back. It was harder to see him leave the second time, actually. I struggled a bit more, but having a clean house.
Having things where you've left them.
Where you left them before, no new dishes. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Working my way around the table, Danelda Villeneuve is a healthcare aide at St. Paul's and also a mentor to some of the other people in the room.
Hey, Danelda, thanks for taking a couple more minutes to hang out with me. Okay, let's be real. We forgot to hit record on the first one, so here we go again. We're sitting in the PAW conference room. We got together to discuss the residential support worker program.
Yes.
I'm going to get it right. And what's your involvement with that program?
I am the student's mentor.
What does that mean? What do you do with the students?
I take the experiences that I've accumulated through the years as already a health curator at St. Paul's, and I try and spill it onto them and give them all the knowledge that I know onto them.
So it's a 12-week program, and it's for people to come work in the care home. But it turns out that school doesn't prepare them perfectly.
Yes, usually that's how school works sometimes.
In a day-to-day situation, do they come to you with questions saying, hey, I read it in the book, but when I got into Mr. Jones's room, it wasn't quite the way I expected? How do you help them day-to-day?
If they have questions, I try and give them the best answer as I know I can give them. And when it comes down to it, I try to promote safety and equality and, yeah, empathy is a really big one. Compassion is a really big one. So I try and, yeah, encourage that onto them.
How did you end up at St. Paul's?
I was actually working there already previously as a support staff, as dietary and housekeeping. They were actually looking for health care aid workers to go through the UCN program they have over there. And I already seen how they were working at St. Paul's. I already got used to the residents there, cared for them. And I thought, you know what, I might as well just go for it, go for the certified health care program. And yeah, that was that.
Sounds like it was an easy leap for you if you had already been working in that facility. I know mm-hmm. I've started some new jobs, and I mean, day one has got to be the worst. Actually, I always say day three is the worst. Day one, everything's new and exciting. Day two, you're still like people
day
are...
Day three is when they're like, okay, fly, go.
100%. Yeah. On day three, you know where the coffee room is, you know where the bathroom yeah. is, and the people are like, you're one of us now, figure it out, right? So you were there to help them not have to do that.
Yes,
by the sounds of things. And we got to talk about the story about who really gave you the push. It sounds like healthcare is in the blood of your family. So the mm-hmm. real push to get into this job came from?
My grandmother. Because I always hang out with my granny. She always told me I had a spark for it. And yeah, she said, just go for it, my girl. It's there. You're already working there already. Might as well get in there, do it.
And when your granny gives you advice, you got to
always take it. There's no. It's always yeah.
What's the best part about working in long-term care?
Visiting with the residents, talking with them, getting to know them, and then you build that relationship. And then, yeah, you get really comfortable with them. And then once in a while you get, oh, hey, they're my girl, or oh, you're a granddaughter now. Yeah, they really make you feel loved in there.
Wow. And what higher praise could there yeah. be? What bigger compliment than to yeah. be considered some of somebody's family? What are some of your hobbies?
I like to, like I said, I like to hang out with my grandmother outside of work, my own family, and I really like to play my video games.
And what kind of video games? Are we talking about Candy
Red
Crush?
Red Dead Redemption.
So full on first person shooter.
Yes.
Should we be at all worried about you?
No. I think the elders were actually liking the fact she brought it up. You're like, hey, I'm a cowboy when I go home.
We've heard from the manager and their mentor. But how are things really going? Let's talk to a couple of graduates from the Residential Support Worker Program, Crystal Jacobson and Joey Lavallee.
Okay, what are they called again? How many times are we going to do this?
I don't even know what it's called.
Resident Support Worker.
I was just going to say clinical support.
Yeah, that'd be better. Joey and Crystal, you're both workers at St. Paul's.
Yes.
Crystal, how long have you guys been in this position? So you both graduated from the program
yes.
together, right?
Since June 25th.
And we're sort of at the end of October now. Looking back, what did you think of the training?
I thought it was really great. Everyone was super nice.
And it was a combination of online and in
yes.
person. Do you feel... Does it still feel new or is it old hat to you now?
It still feels new some days, especially when we get new residents or new workers, you know, new co-workers. But it's been pretty good so far.
And what does a day look like for you in your position? Lots of people don't really know what that job's all about. I had no idea about it until a couple days ago. So, so what sort of thing do you do during the day?
Well, say my regular shift would be an 8-hour day. I'd come in at 7:30. We'd have our little staff meeting in the morning just to make sure that our residents, like, they update us on them. Once we're done our meeting, we go into the residents' room and we wake them up. or if they're up already, we help them with their washing or getting dressed or breakfast, lunch, supper activities every day in the recreation area. Sometimes we join them if there's enough staff. Sometimes we just take them to recreation to go and see what's going on. Everything that they require for their everyday living, right?
What are some of the highlights of your day?
I'm going to say afternoon snack time, because you get to see if there's any residents out, and they all love to talk, right? So you sit around and have coffee with them, or you go and visit them in their room, and yeah, I like it.
It sounds like the afternoon is the time when everybody kind of relaxes a little bit. Is that kind of true?
Sometimes. I'm really glad that they're doing the program again. It's a little difficult working with less people, so we don't have time to sit there and talk with them as much. It's really nice to listen to them tell their stories.
I see. So you're getting pulled in a whole bunch of different directions.
Yes.
So
you
don't... Stupid COVID. Stepping out of that, what are some of the things that you like to do outside of work?
Well, I like to stay at home, look after my family, and summertime, I like to go swimming. Wintertime, it's all about ice fishing and screwing.
We got to ask, because we're in the north, what's your sled?
An 800 Assault.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay, I tried one of those last winter. That's like being shot out of a rocket ship.
It is. Hang on.
Oh, it's exciting. It's super fun.
For sure. I like ditch banging, if you know what that is.
You're not very big, so.
But I know how to drive that skidoo, so I'm okay.
Enjoy.
I like hanging out with friends and family, and also cleaning.
Okay, you're welcome at my house. I'm sure you don't often clean other people's houses. But, and what are some of the things that you guys did before this position? So did you have a job before this, or are you fresh out of school into this position?
No, I actually worked at Robbins before this.
Oh, wow. Nice switch. And how did you hear about the program, or what encouraged you? Did you just see it and think, hey, this beats Robbins?
Yeah, definitely beats Robbins.
No offense to Robbins, if you're listening. And Crystal, how did you find your way into the program?
Somebody shared the advertisement on Facebook, and it was like 1 hour before the deadline, and I applied. And I got a call, I believe, the same day, if not the next day.
What an absolute world.
Yeah,
did you feel like your whole world was upside down?
Well, I was like, oh, I'll apply for it. I won't get it. And then I got a call, and I was like, oh, my goodness, okay. I'm going to do it.
And so far, so good.
Oh, I love my job. Best job I've ever had in my life.
Me too.
Man, it was great to get to know and have a few laughs with Marianne Durkach, Joey Lavely, Crystal Jacobson, and Danelda Villeneuve. If you know somebody who might be interested in the Residential Support Worker Program, point them to our Facebook page or to the website. The program starts right after Christmas, and we could use a few more people. Thanks too to Helga. I'm Bruce Krentz, and this has been Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. If you'd like me to give you a call or meet you in real life, or if you have somebody you think I should touch base with, let me know at bkrentz@nrha.ca.